WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, December 11, 2014.
Maybe this is going to be the American spring. We had the Arab spring. Maybe this will be the American spring that will be able to get us change.
Brooklyn Councilmember Inez Barron at City Hall. She's wearing a black long-sleeve T-shirt with the words, "I can't breathe," written 11 times in white lettering. The council members all seem to be wearing that same shirt. They had just blocked traffic on Broadway, and they staged a die-in. They're protesting the grand jury's decision not to indict the officer in the death of Eric Garner on Staten Island.
Justice for Eric Garner!
Justice for Eric Garner!
Justice for Akai Gurley!
Justice for Akai Gurley!
Councilmember Barron's district is in Brooklyn. It's where another innocent life was lost at the hands of police.
Akai Gurley, as you probably know, was innocent, unarmed, unprovocative, peacefully moving about in his own community after visiting a friend. And police officer Liang killed him. Our concerns are many. It was during a vertical patrol. And when Chief Gomez was here, I questioned him as to what is the procedure for a vertical patrol. And he said, officers are trained to not unholster their weapon. Officers are trained to keep their finger away from the trigger. And that they're trained, if they encounter someone, to question them to determine as to whether or not they have reason to be in the building. He did none of that. We see this as an instance of an officer who was perhaps afraid of the dark and heard a sound and shot. We also want to remember that there was another victim there, thank God, who was not injured, but she was there. And we're thankful that she was there, because had she not been there, we believe the story would have been very different. Mm-hmm. We believe the story would have been very different. So thank God we have a civilian witness who can attest to what it was that she saw during that time.
Barron wants to get away from the secretive nature of a grand jury in the Akai Gurley case.
We are calling for a preliminary probable cause hearing. We're not even trying to go to a grand jury because we have no idea of determining what the DA, Ken Thompson, seems to be very, you know, forthright and upstanding, but we don't think it should lie in the hands of one person to present evidence that we don't get to hear. We don't know how he presents. We know that in Ferguson, he didn't even give the grand jury members a charge. He didn't tell them what the issue was. So we're calling for a preliminary hearing of probable cause, which means it's a public forum and it can result still in going forth with an indictment.
Meanwhile, Speaker Melissa Mark-Viverito says the City Council will be taking a look at how to bring a positive outcome from the tragic events which led to the death of Eric Garner. Yesterday, they requested that the NYPD Inspector General investigate how the police force monitors and addresses alleged abusive conduct. And the Council called for the establishment of civilian complaint review board locations in the district offices of Council members. Council Member Darlene Mealy says we can't do what we've always been doing, because then we get the same result.
I'm standing in solidarity with my colleagues in government saying, hell no, we're not taking it anymore. And the old feeble saying is saying, you could lead them to the water, but you can't make them drink, because we need all our colleagues to get on this, because every life matter. But I'm saying this time, we got to put salt in the horse's mouth to make them drink.
Mealy says protests are needed to get change, but another approach is needed.
And I say we should really start doing it economically. Imagine our forefathers who walked for a whole year, walked and did not spend a dime on the buses. That's the route I'm ready to go. Not spend money, not take the mass public transportation. Only way anyone would pay attention is when you hit them in their pocket, and that's what I'm ready to do.
Hip-hop moguls Jay-Z and Russell Simmons discussed reforms with Governor Cuomo. "We want to promote the end of police protecting police and not prosecuting police," Simmons said. The decision not to indict the officers in the Brown and Garner cases have unleashed not only demonstrations, but questions and pressure about police conduct and whether local prosecutors are the best choice for investigating police. They are often their partners in building cases. Simmons said Cuomo pledged in a conversation on Wednesday to order special prosecutors rather than local district attorneys. The governor's office, however, said it was more of a general conversation about special prosecutors. The police says it wants to expand the use of stun guns to subdue emotionally disturbed people and other suspects who resist arrest. This came one day after the NYPD shot and killed an armed man with mental problems at a Jewish center in Brooklyn. Police officials said that preliminary plans call for 450 more officers to carry the electroshock weapons. The proposal is part of a broader review of use of force in the wake of the chokehold death of Eric Garner. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.